All right. This is Darren Johnson. These are the professor's office hours. You're here at MCLA WJJW 91.1 FM, MCLA College Radio in North Adams, Massachusetts. So, as promised, I'm going to do the top 10 holiday songs that I can tolerate. Okay, so these are songs that I can tolerate during the holiday season. Now, you might be wondering, like, what are some of the, you know, what are some of the top Christmas songs? What are some of the top holiday songs? Well, I will give you that list before we get started. So you'll see, these are the songs I'm not going to play. Now, I can tolerate them, but they're a little bit overplayed. So, you know, you tell me. All right, so number one is always, it's been this way for, I guess, a few years now, and it's a good song. It's a powerful song. It's Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. That's generally considered like the most downloaded song this time of year. Okay, I'm not going to play it though. Wham, Last Christmas, number two. Fine song. Gets a little overplayed this time of year. Now we go, you know, retro to Bing Crosby, White Christmas. Number four is Jingle Bell Rock by Bobby Helms. You know, catchy little, you know, 50s style sound to it. Frank Sinatra, number five, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, that he draws out. Eartha Kitt's Santa Baby is number six. Eartha Kitt was one of the cat women on the old kitschy Batman series. Bing Crosby shows up again at number seven, I'll Be Home for Christmas. And his estate, you know, that's what I need, like an estate. Like, someone, you had some uncle or whatever who recorded a bunch of things that are still making money to this day, wrote a book, sang a song, was in a movie or something, still making money to this day, and you really had nothing to do with that guy. Like, maybe you met him once when you were two, you know, and now you're still getting money to this day. I need to be Bing Crosby's great-great nephew. Number eight. Here's, you know, I guess it would be a one-hit wonder. Brenda Lee, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, and this song was brought back by the Home Alone franchise. So it was a minor hit, one-hit wonder in the 60s, I guess, early 60s, and Brenda Lee will still, you know, perform this song, still alive, and, you know, will go to, I don't know, county fairs or senior centers and perform Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. So that was brought back. Nat King Cole's The Christmas Song, and the number 10 song is Jingle Bells by Ella Fitzgerald, followed by number 11, Blue Christmas by Elvis Presley, of course. And there's a good documentary right now on the 1968 Elvis Presley schedule, Elvis Presley special, his big comeback special from 1968. It's on Netflix right now. And Dean Martin at number 12 with Winter Wonderland. So those are the songs I won't play. All right, so what songs will I play? Well, I'm going to play, as you know, if you listen during this time on Mondays, and I won't be here this Wednesday because the school's on holiday break, but if you listen on Mondays and Wednesdays at this time, you know I play like 80s, new wave, retro, one-hit wonders, punk, you know, that type of music. So I'm going to stay in that vein. And I'm going to start right off the bat with a band that is a staple of the types of songs I normally play. And it's the Ramones with Merry Christmas, and in parentheses, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight. So here we go.
What? What do you think you're doing?
What? I'm reading A Christmas Carol. That's...
Oh, since when did you learn to read?
Oh, don't start with
me. Whoa, then don't start with me. We were supposed to visit my parents in Mineola. But no, we have to have a Christmas party for your friends.
My friends?
Yes, your friends.
What about your friends?
I don't have any friends.
You're right. You're right. Because you don't know how to make friends.
Merry Christmas. I don't want to fight tonight. Merry Christmas, I don't wanna fight tonight. Merry Christmas, I don't wanna fight tonight. Merry Christmas, I don't wanna fight tonight. Yeah. Oh, where is Santa?
honey.
I'm so sorry. We shouldn't fight like this on Christmas.
I know. What a
Are
stupid
you okay?
thing. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm fine.
Oh, I love you so much.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I feel like we're together forever, you know?
Guess
we're
what?
Everything.
Guess what? Merry Christmas.
Oh, you got me a present. Oh, that's so sweet. Because I didn't get you anything.
That's okay.
We're going to break up, you know?
No, no, we're in love. We're together forever, sweetheart.
Oh, wow. Oh, you pig.
What?
This is red. Red, red. Red makes me look bloated.
No,
you know
it doesn't.
That. I told you that all the time.
Look, look,
you know,
look. It looks great.
No, it looks better now. Now my butt.
All right, so that's the Ramones take on Christmas. So now you get the gist of where I'm going with this top 10 list. So that's my number 10 is Ramones, Merry Christmas, and I Don't Want to Fight Tonight, with some Long Island people having, you know, a little bit of an argument at Christmas time. All right, so let's see. Let's go with another song. I'm going to go with, now some people might rate this a little higher, but you've probably haven't heard this song, or you haven't heard it in a while. But I think the key to picking a Christmas song that you can tolerate is to pick a band that you can tolerate. A lot of bands didn't have, they never made a Christmas song because they felt it was beneath them, or they felt like it was just a money grab and they were about the art. So I made a list of some bands that really didn't have a Christmas song. Believe it or not, even people like Bob Dylan have multiple Christmas songs. So I was going through the list of, you know, big bands that don't. Pink, no Christmas song. Bruno Mars. You know, these are people with Christmas kind of styles. They can make a few bucks. Talking Heads and David Byrne, no Christmas. You know, they never went for the money grab. Prince didn't really do a Christmas song. He had a song that is like, it's called Another Lonely Xmas, but that's not really quite a Christmas song. Billie Eilish, I don't think, has a Christmas song. Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, Nirvana, of course. They only had three albums, so they didn't have a chance to squeeze in a Christmas song. They didn't get a chance to sell out. Meanwhile, you know, all the Beatles had Christmas songs individually, you know. Some might say, you know, the songs are a little bit syrupy, a few of them. Some I can tolerate. I can deal with Paul McCartney simply having a wonderful Christmas time. I could deal with that. A little overplayed, but I could deal with it. Okay, so let's go to a band I kind of like, and I think they're a little underrated. But we'll go with Pet Shop Boys. And the Pet Shop Boys had a song called It Doesn't Often Snow at Christmas. So here it is.
Christmas is
All right, that was the Pet Shop Boys, and they are number 9 on my list. It Doesn't Often Snow on Christmas is the name of that song. So you can see here that the songs that have made my list of holiday songs that I can tolerate.
The number one dermatologist-founded brand. 30 years of...
That was a little commercial that was tacked on at the end. I didn't know that. The songs that are tolerable, they tend to have a little bit of sarcasm to them. I'm not sure, you know, if, you know, maybe that made them less marketable. Maybe these bands were told, hey, you better come out with a Christmas song, and they just kind of, you know, made it sarcastic, and that was their contract commitment. So let's go with something a little different. I'm going to go with Run DMC for number 8. And I'm going to do Christmas in Hollis. So we will, let's cue this one up, and here we go.
Little Lep, where have you been?
Naughty, naughty.
Hey, that's right. Oughta naughty you. Keeping me from my rounds. I'm late as it is. Now stay put. Don't go anywhere till I get back. Understand me?
Nice.
Alright, that was Run DMC, and they are number 8 on my list of Christmas songs, holiday songs, I can tolerate. Alright, here's another one. You know, you can see that these songs all kind of have a little bit, maybe that's why they're not on that top 10 list that I read before of songs that actually still make a wild profit at Christmas time. But maybe that's why they're not on the list, because, you know, people don't like that sarcasm this time of year. So I'm going to go with The Kinks, and I'm going to go with Father Christmas, which is also in that same vein. And I'm just queuing it up, getting ready to go. Hopefully, you know, you tell me what your list is. You can go to, you can just email me at wjjw@mcla.edu and tell me what Christmas song that you can kind of tolerate. All right, here we go. Right, that's The Kinks, and it's Father Christmas, and that's just a good song. It's just a solid song all around. You could, you know, take out the Christmas element, and I think that would still be like a top 40 hit. It just has everything. It's original, has good guitar work, witty lyrics. It's just a solid song all around. I once saw The Kinks. I was maybe, I don't know, 16. And you can just, you know, do basic subtraction, but this was a long time ago. And it was in like a small city, upstate New York City, and in one of those old theaters that looks really nice and can seat maybe a few thousand. And it was a packed house. And this guy walked in with a woman on each arm. And, you know, they looked like they were festive, and he looked like he had just won the lottery, the guy. And he was, he sat like front and center in the audience. And I was with like high school friends, and we looked at each other like, is this even possible? He had one in each arm, and he, you know, put a peck on the cheek on each one here or there. And it just seemed like, it seemed very surreal. The Kinks themselves, this, I guess, was, you know, 30, 40 years ago, I guess. It was a long time ago. They didn't seem like they really wanted to be there. You know, they were fine. They were serviceable. But you can see some bands kind of just play through the songs really quick. It was Ray Davies' birthday, so they had the audience sing happy birthday to Ray Davies, who was their lead singer at the time. All right, so what is my number six? That was number seven on my list of holiday songs I could tolerate. Well, number six is... Now, maybe you can't tolerate the song. Maybe it's been a little overplayed. Maybe it's not quite in the same vein as the other songs. But it is Band-Aid. Do They Know It's Christmas Time? Why do I like this? Well, it competes against the American song that came out after We Are the World. But it's all... The American version was all American artists who were very mainstream-ish and such, like Huey Lewis was in that, Lionel Richie, people like that. Michael Jackson was in it. And this was more like the cooler, new wavy type people from the UK in the 80s. And they did also like a group effort where they all got together and sang for charity. So Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas is my number six.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light. And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time.
All right, I think they ran out of lyrics at the end of that song, but, you know, it's a catchy song. It always makes me feel like Christmas when I hear it, and it was a big group effort. You get to, if you watch the video, you get to see all the new wavy people and, you know, Boy George and people from that era who were UK-based all in one video, and it's definitely a little lower key than the We Are the World song that came out in the U.S., but it's probably the better song of the two. All right, I'm going to play a song for my number five, Holiday Songs I Could Tolerate, Timbuk3. All right, so who's Timbuk3? Timbuk3, it's a band, and they were kind of late 80s, and they had a one-hit wonder, I'd say. And you might know the song, Gotta Wear Shades, right? And if you don't know it, maybe I'll play it after this hour is up, and I'll play Timbuk3. Let me even see if I have it in my catalog. Yeah, there it is. The Future's So Bright, Gotta Wear Shades. I'll play a few seconds of it just so you can get the gist of it. All right, you get the gist of it. So that is the one hit from Timbuk3, but they had a Christmas song, believe it or not. So the Christmas song is All I Want for Christmas, but it's not the All I Want for Christmas that you might be more aware of. I bet a lot of people find this by accident, searching for All I Want for Christmas, the number one Mariah Carey version. But here's a different take on it. All right, I'm going to fade out this version because it's a little low, and I am going to play a one with better volume. Thunder, cats, and cast iron clothes. Okay, that was Timbuk 3. All I Want for Christmas is World Peace. So, sorry that the volume wasn't super great on that one, but let's move to one that might have a little bit better volume. Tom Petty, Christmas All Over Again. I'm just starting it over again.
Well, it's Christmas time again. Decorations are all hung by the fire. Everybody's singing. All the bells are down. And Christmas is a rocking time. Put your body next to mine. Underneath the mistletoe we go. We go. Start to rock. Christmas is a rocking time. Put your body next to mine. Underneath the mistletoe we go. We go. Merry Christmas time. Come and find you. Happy and thereby your fire. I hope you have a good one. I hope mama gets the shopping done. And it's a Christmas all over again. Oh baby, it's Christmas all over. Guitar, two Fender basements,
All right, who doesn't want a new Fender guitar for Christmas? So with AI, I wonder if kids will even learn like how to play guitar in the future. Like, will that just seem like some retro thing, like faxing or you know, typewriting? Will that seem like something like, you know, using a payphone? Oh, you play the guitar? That's cute. All right, so Tom Petty, you know, like I said earlier in this broadcast, when you can pick a song that you can tolerate during the holidays, it's good to look at who the artist is. Is this an artist you could listen to otherwise? Tom Petty is pretty solid. He's like, you know, the New York Yankees of rock and roll. Like, you can like him if you're into the more classic rock, or you could like him if you're more into the, you know, the postmodern 80s, 90s rock. He kind of has both styles going. I used to do administrative work for colleges. I was their, like, the marketing PR director. And we had Tom Petty do a concert. We'd have one big concert a year. We had Tom Petty do a concert. And he was very, you know, kind of an introverted person, I guess, or in his own little world. And I think a lot of people like that, who get that far in the business, that's kind of how they are. They're in their own little world a little bit. I'm just queuing up the next song because you're really going to be riveted to my final three. That was number four on my list. Anyway, he was staying at the house of one of our benefactors, one of our college donors, and he decided to tell us, you know, all these people have passed, including Petty, but he decided to tell us that Tom Petty came down to breakfast and didn't say a word to anyone, poured a bowl of cornflakes, and then poured a can of Coca-Cola on top of the cornflakes, and then proceeded to eat the cornflakes for breakfast, which might explain why Tom Petty's not with us anymore. That doesn't sound that that nutritious or even edible. All right, so I'm going to get into, I mentioned the Beatles before, and each Beatle had, I had to put a Beatle on the list, and each Beatle had a Christmas song. I'm not sure about George Harrison's song. I'm sure he has one. Of course, Ringo would do anything for, you know, he did everything for everyone. And Paul put out lots and lots of music, Paul McCartney. And his, you know, his song, Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time, is very tolerable, but didn't make my top 10. So I picked John Lennon and Yoko Ono as my, John Lennon in particular, as the Beatle that's going to make my top 10 list. And this one is from Imagine the Ultimate Collection. And the song is Happy Xmas, spelled Xmas, parentheses, War is Over.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young.
A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
All right, so that's the most tolerable of the Beatles, former Beatles solo Christmas songs, I'd say, with a close second coming to Paul McCartney's Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time. So we're down to the final two. And what are the final two? These are, I've been doing a list of the top Christmas songs that I can tolerate. So if you listen to the show on a regular basis, you'll know that I kind of play 80s, new wave, punk. These are songs, like, if I hear them at Christmas time, I won't turn the dial. I won't get too upset. And I listed earlier in the broadcast the top 10 popular Christmas songs, Mariah Carey, Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra, et al. But these are songs that you might hear. They might have a little sarcastic twinge to them, so they might not get played on mainstream radio. But I think this one deserves to be number two. And it's a band, it's another band that might be considered maybe a one-hit wonder, maybe not even a one-hit wonder. They might be better known for the song I Know What Boys Like, I Know What Guys Want. But this song probably makes them more money to this day. It's The Waitresses. And it is Christmas Wrapping.
Bah humbug, well that's too strong, 'cause it is my favorite holiday.
All right, the Waitresses, they deserved better. They were early 80s, kind of had like that Valley Girl look to them. They should have been bigger. Maybe if they stuck to it, you know, and lasted a little longer, they could have at least been Bananarama and maybe the Go-Go's or the Bangles, you know, but they should have been up there with those bands, those, you know, female-led bands. There were some males in the band, too. But, hey, that was the number two song on my holiday songs you can tolerate. We're coming to the top of the hour, so I may as well do the FCC requirement. We are on WJJW 91.1 FM, MCLA College Radio in North Adams, Massachusetts. Okay, so what is my number one holiday song that I, Professor Darren Johnson, during his office hours that run on Mondays and Wednesdays, but not this Wednesday, from 1 to 2 o'clock, can tolerate? All right, so here it is. I think you might agree with this one. Like I said, you pick the band and then you find the song. I love this band. It's the Pretenders, 2,000 Miles. Okay, that was the Pretenders. Number one, 2,000 Miles. So you knew that they were tasked with a Christmas song. Hey, Christmas songs make a lot of money, Pretenders. Why don't you come out with one? Well, you know, we're the Pretenders. We have some dignity and class, and we're not going to sing like, you know, dancing around the Christmas tree or whatever. So they came out with something really unique. It has great lyrics. It has the Pretenders sound. It's not a sellout song. It's a really good song. 2,000 Miles, Pretenders. You can't go wrong with the Pretenders as your number one holiday song that you can tolerate. Well, I'm going to sign off. There aren't a lot of students on campus. We're all going on break. There are kind of, you know, maybe some students will be here this week, but there's none following me right now, and I won't be here Wednesday, and our class won't be going on Wednesday. So do tune in when you can. Keep us in your presets. Check us out online. Listen whenever you can. I have the app on my phone, and I turn it on, and if there's something playing over WJJW, and the app is called TuneIn, so you can just find the TuneIn app, or I use something called Radio Box. Type in WJJW, and if there's a student on the air, support them and listen to their show. So that's it. Have a great Thanksgiving. We'll be back after Thanksgiving, and I hope you enjoyed this list of my top 10 holiday songs that I can tolerate. This has been Darren Johnson signing off, and you've been listening to WJJW 91.1 FM in North Adams.